All right. Welcome, everybody, to another deep dive. Today, we're going to be talking about something that, honestly, we might not give enough thought to in education.
Right.
And that's the power of words.
Yeah.
Specifically, how using precise language, you know, guided by things like Bloom's taxonomy and universal design for learning, can really change how we teach and how we learn.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting when we think about this topic because we're not just talking about, you know, using big fancy words or anything like that.
Right.
It's really about using words that very clearly describe actions, things that we can observe and see.
Right.
And so this shift, right, from like vague ideas of understanding something to very clear demonstrations of a skill, that's really what's at the heart of good, effective education. Right.
Oh, I like that. That's good. Okay, so walk me through this a little bit more. How does Bloom's taxonomy actually, you know, play into all of this? Because I think, you know, for our listeners out there, maybe they've heard of Bloom's taxonomy, maybe they haven't, maybe they've heard of it, but they're not really sure how it connects to what they're doing in the classroom every day.
Sure. So Bloom's taxonomy, I like to think of it as like a roadmap, right? It's a roadmap. It's for, you know, cognitive skills, different levels of thinking. And so it puts them into these different categories.
Okay.
From like, you know, the basics, like remembering something and recalling information, all the way up to like analyzing, evaluating, and creating.
Right.
But what makes it really, really useful and really powerful is that it's connected to all of these action verbs.
Okay.
So the way we really harness the power of Bloom's taxonomy is we use these verbs to define what students should be able to do at each level.
So instead of saying students will understand fractions,
right,
we might say students will be able to apply their knowledge of fractions to solve real world problems.
Exactly. Yeah.
So it's way more specific.
Yes.
And it focuses on what students can actually show us.
Yes, absolutely.
But like apply, you can see a student apply something. Right?
Yeah, and that's what's so important is it moves us away from these really abstract ideas and gets us into the, you know, like
concrete.
Concrete, yes, into what we can actually observe.
You can see it.
Yes, exactly.
And I think this actually, it makes me think about Universal Design for Learning or UDL, which we've talked about in previous deep dives.
Right.
But, you know, for our listeners who are just tuning in, can you maybe just give a quick recap of what that is and how it connects to this whole idea of precise language?
Absolutely. So Universal Design for Learning, UDL, it's really about creating learning environments that are accessible and interesting for all students.
Right.
And you know what plays a really important role in that?
What's that?
Precise language.
Oh.
Right. When we use those action verbs, the ones from Bloom's taxonomy to like frame our learning objectives, we're basically creating like a plan for using UDL.
Right. Okay. So I think it'd be really helpful if we just like took a look at a concrete example here, you know.
Sure.
And the source material that we're working with today actually gives a really great one.
Okay.
So a vague objective might be something like understand Newton's laws, right?
Mm-hmm.
But by using a Bloom's verb, it becomes analyze the relationship between force and motion by creating a model that demonstrates Newton's laws in action.
Yeah.
So it's like completely different.
It is. And I think what's, you know, so clear in the first one is like, understand, that doesn't really give us any information about how a student will actually show their understanding.
Yeah, like how do we know?
Right. But that revised version, the one with the action verb, that gives us such a clear picture of what the students are going to be doing to show us what they know.
To demonstrate that knowledge. Yeah.
Exactly. They're not just sitting there passively, you know, taking in information.
Right.
They're actively analyzing and they're creating.
And by creating, I mean, we're allowing them to use so many different ways to express themselves, right?
Right.
So that hits on like multiple means of expression, which is like the core of UDL.
Exactly.
So it's way more than just filling in bubbles on a standardized test, right?
For sure. And it opens up so many more possibilities.
Yeah. Like one student might build something.
Yeah. A physical model.
Right. Another student might make a digital model, like on a computer.
Mm-hmm.
Another student might even put on a play, right?
Right.
And they're all showing that they understand Newton's laws.
Yeah.
But in such different ways.
Exactly. Using all those different means of expression.
And this is where I think the connection to equity just becomes so, so important.
Yes.
Because when we're designing these learning experiences with precise language and we're using UDL, we're acknowledging that there are all different kinds of learners.
Right.
And that there are all different ways to be successful.
Absolutely. And it's, you know, it's really about recognizing that understanding can look so many different ways.
Yes.
And that, you know, by focusing on what we can observe, we're creating this learning environment that's so much more inclusive.
Uh-huh.
Where everybody has the chance to, you know.
Shine.
Shine. Exactly. Yeah.
So if there's one thing that our listeners can take away from our deep dive today.
Yeah.
What would you say it is?
You know, I would say it's that the language that we use
mm-hmm.
really shapes the way that we think
yeah.
and the way that we teach and learn.
Okay.
And by using precise language
yeah.
guided by Bloom's taxonomy and UDL, we can really open up a world of possibilities for ourselves
right.
and for our students, mm-hmm. whether they're, you know, young learners in a classroom or
even adults.
Or adults, right?
Because we're all learners.
Absolutely.
And it's about moving away from those vague ideas and getting into concrete action.
Exactly.
To make learning more engaging and more equitable for everyone.
Absolutely.
That is a fantastic thought to leave us with. And it makes me think, how can we use this focus on precise language and observable actions in other parts of our lives?
Yeah.
You know, in our workplaces, in our relationships, even just in our own personal journeys as we're learning and growing.
So I'll leave that with everyone to ponder as they continue their own deep dive.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Thank you, everyone, for joining us today. We'll see you next time.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye.